The House of Songs Project is a dream realized by Troy Campbell. He's a singer and songwriter from Austin, Texas. His idea was pretty simple. Songwriters from around the world are put together, many of them meeting each other for the first time, and then allowed to write songs together. This weekend, Ozark's version of the House of Songs is taking place on top of Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville. Last night, three of the visiting songwriters and one local came to our Furman Garner Performance Studio. Kaya Cater from Toronto came to Fayetteville Tuesday with her banjo after playing a gig in Montana. Minnesota-born John Elliott, now a resident of San Francisco, also came to the studio, as did Rebecca DeGaval from Sweden. Rebecca, I tried on the last name. Sorry. With them was Brian Hembry of Fayetteville, one half of the duo of Smokey and the Mirror. They played music for us, debuted music for us, and they talked about what's happened since Tuesday night. Kaya Cater says the creativity started quickly.
Well, we got paired up.
Okay.
So these guys were like, yeah, I think these two will do something cool. And so I got paired up with John the first day. And it was horrible. A train wreck.
Which was yesterday. It was interesting because Troy, one of the other founders of the organization, House of Songs, said there are two types of songs. There's the kind that you agonize over and you work on and you write on it and you whittle it and it takes years sometimes. And then there's the ones that are magical that just drop out of the sky and in 4 minutes you have a song. And that's kind of what happened to us.
Yeah, it was like four minutes.
The one song. I was playing through a progression and we were singing it and it was done. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
So a song written since last night.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got paired up with this Tom Levin from Sweden, from Stockholm, and he and I sat down, and in 2 hours we had a song, and it felt very natural and very easy. I think the idea is we're all songwriters on a regular basis, and so if you put us all in the same room and give us a challenge and pair us up creatively, you're going to get an interesting song pretty quickly.
Kai, who'd you get hooked up with?
So I got hooked up with C.S. Nielsen.
Yeah. From Denmark?
From Denmark. The first day. And then today, I got paired up with Gareth
Averill.
And
from Ireland.
Bernice from Ireland. Yeah. And Bernice, who's from here. And so both of these experiences were honestly like my first time ever co-writing. And so I was pretty nervous coming into this. And it's been really great. Like, it's pulled me out of my comfort zone, which I felt already really needed to happen. And Brian was saying earlier today something that he said really resonated with me, which was, you know, one of the points of the House of Songs is just to get you into a place where, you know, you're well-fed, you're comfortable, you have all the instruments that you need around you, you know, there's curation happening. There's, you know, they've spent a lot of time on the front end making sure that, as Brian said, we get to 60 miles an hour. We start at 60 miles an hour and can go to 120 rather than being, you know, personally in my unheated room in my crappy apartment in Toronto trying to, like, write a song maybe between, like, doing my laundry and paying my bills, which is it seems to me that as my career grows, I have less and less time to create, which is, I think, one of the great juxtapositions and calamities of being a songwriter.
You get more successful and you've got less time.
Exactly. Yeah. And often your mind has to be more analytic in its function. And so House of Songs has really been helping me sort of like peel away a lot of my own... maybe my own insecurities about writing or like my patterns or, you know, whatever I gravitate towards so that I can explore different parts of myself.
It's interesting because everybody comes from has heard different music, you know? So I was writing with a Danish artist a couple years ago, also through House of Songs. And I remember, like, in her presence and her ethereal Danishness, the traditional folk chords to me, I felt like were uncool, you know? So I'd be working on the song with her and I'd do something and I'd know that she would think it was uncool and she'd be like, no, something different, you know, something different. And then you find something a little funkier and then that would work for both of you, you know? But then what I wrote today with Adam Cox, who's a local songwriter and we just wrote a folk hymn, basically, like a gospel hymn. You know, that would never happen. That would never happen with the two of us.
No.
You know? So.
I could never write that.
Yeah.
What you guys did today. Yeah. It was awesome.
And we could never write what you wrote. You know, it's just interesting.
Yeah.
I've kept you away a while from this house, but I would... Could you indulge me in some music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, John and Rebecca, I think, probably have... You probably win the first complete song award.
Maybe.
If that was a thing.
It was pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the song was pretty fast. The lyrics we've been whittling. We just got the last line today.
Yeah,
Rebecca came up to me at the house. Here's an example, perfect example. Mm-hmm. We were at the house about ready to leave, and Rebecca came over and goes, hey, I think that line should be... And whatever it was. And it's like, yeah, that's great. It's done. We did it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
How does it start? Do I just do a little bit?
Yeah, I'll just jump in.
Leaving you tonight. Oh, mama, don't you cry. No, no, no. I'm a running wild child, do what's not in style, child, oh, oh, oh. Lost without a hand to hold, mama, don't say no, say go. Stranded, I'm stranded, oh, oh. But I don't wanna go. Stranded, I'm stranded, oh, oh, but I don't wanna go. Don't know if I fit here. People stop and stare here, oh, but I'm not gonna get in line, live in someone else's life, no, no. Cause I decided long ago I can't make it on my own. Stranded, I'm stranded, oh, oh. Yet I don't wanna go home. Stranded, I'm stranded, but I don't wanna go.
Just tell me a little bit about your banjo here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's yours, right?
Yeah, it is. She's mine.
Does she have a name?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're still getting to know each other.
Sure.
I got her in September. It's my birthday present to myself. She's a gold tone banjo, for any nerds out there. And I play the open back claw hammer banjo, which is a little different from the closed back resonator bluegrass banjo. And I write a lot of my songs on the banjo, and I play a lot of old time music, a lot of fiddle music. It's actually one of the other aspects of being here, is that it's really cool to be here in the Ozarks, because I'm a fan of Ozark fiddle music, and I spent some time in the mountains in West Virginia. I went to school there, but I've always had a sort of a desire to visit here and get to know some of the traditions, and it's been really cool to be able to check out the town and have some time here and meet the folks. And
would it be asking too much to hear just a little bit?
Yeah. Sorry, my banjo's so temperamental. Okay. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, swept my soul across the avenue. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, the tenements grew. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, the tenements grew. Well, I'm a real live wire, I keep my suffering slow. You're a child of fire and the Holy Ghost, but we keep our hand close and we play it on out. We let it play on out. In the mother's breast and the father's bone, in that city of gold with revelations unknown, parts and temperance gray. You could live that way, you could live that way. That needle rides high on the bruised up tracks, like a bitter train along the Savior's back. We repented in choir, silence in the song, silence in the song. Oh, and paradise fell and the tenements grew, swept my soul across the avenue. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, the tenements grew. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, the tenements grew. I'll dip you low and far into the depths of time, skin the waves along the west coastline, till you come up for air. Glory everywhere, Sultan King or the Velvet Cell. Just keep on driving that wheel, count your steps out loud, count your steps out loud. Weight of the withering vine in this concrete boat. Close your eyes and get your coat, get you an at Peter's gates or a cigarette shop. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, swept my soul across the avenue. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, the tenements grew. Paradise fell and the tenements grew, the tenements grew.
Kaya Cater from Toronto is one of the songwriters participating in the House of Songs project this week on Mount Sequoia. She has two CDs available at kayacater.com. Rebecca doesn't have a website of her own, but you can find out much more about her and her band at themaquettes.com. That's M-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E-S, themaquettes.com. And you can find out more about John Elliott and his band, The Hereafter, at thehereafterishere.com. That's thehereafterishere.com. We also heard from Brian Hembry. Brian, along with Bernice Hembry, the duo Smokey and the Mirror, based in Fayetteville. The songwriters, the ones we just met and the others will be performing pop-up concerts in the galleries of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 1. And they'll perform Sunday night in Fayetteville, beginning at 6, at the Heartbreak House, that's the former Good Folk House, on Block Street in Fayetteville.